Time for this week's Message in the Bottle as we welcome in Eric Meehan of Bangor Wine and Cheese Company, Hammond Street in downtown Bangor. Hello, Eric.
Rich, who you got? Do you got the Kiwoom Heroes or the Doosan Bears?
Oh, I'm all over Doosan. Go Bears.
They're the defending champs, obviously, but they've lost league MVP Josh Lindblom, who probably isn't Korean.
I don't believe.
That's serious money.
Right. I don't believe Lindblom is a Korean name. I'm not positive, though.
Oh, man. Baseball and masks. How's everybody doing? I hope you and Carrie are well. I have been wrestling with, unfortunately, someone I know now is being tested and suspected, and it's, you know, when it hits home, it hits hard. So I hope everybody out there, if you're dealing with someone you care about who's dealing with this virus, I hope you're dealing with it better than I am, because it's hitting me in a way I didn't expect.
Well, and unfortunately, it's likely to affect most of us at some point going
Indeed.
Forward. So, we wish
I'm
you well on that.
Off things like that. We're going to talk about champagne. We're going to talk about happy things. But yeah, I feel like I have a little more gruff of a tone today. So I apologize for that. Of course, the Doosan Bears, are going to put me in a better mood when I win serious money off of the prop bets that I've already taken. You know what's really been funny, and I swear to God I'm going to get the champagne soon. The thirst for sports is only overshadowed by the thirst for gambling for sports, and this has only been exacerbated by this. Michael Jordan loves to gamble on everything, including whether it's going to be a sunny or cloudy day. Revelation. Well, not really revelations, but man. And I miss sports too. I really like sports is my outlet, besides music. And I miss my band. But it's been incredible. I've heard more sports gambling ads than I and about weird things too, because like nothing else is going on, right? So it's like all of a sudden we're all pretending that we care about UFC because it's the only thing that, I don't know, crazy. So, hopefully everybody out there is doing well. We've got Mother's Day coming up. I did want to mention before we get into champagne, which is obviously relevant for Mother's Day, we are doing this virtual Mother's Day tasting. And now that I've actually tested the devices on which it's going to happen, I feel more confident in advertising it. We are pairing with Gwen Whitecamp. She knows my wife Christine through yoga, and she got in touch with me. She does wedding and other event planning through her company called Fiddleheads and Finery. And for the price of $60, you can you buy a ticket at Eventbrite, and it gets you more than the cost of admission, simply in the package from Bangor Wine and Cheese, which includes Prosecco, a wonderful dessert wine, cheese, chocolate, and one of our Bangor Wine and Cheese corkscrews to aid in your opening of said bottle. Then you will get an invite to a virtual tasting, which I will host at 5 o'clock on Mother's Day. So hopefully everybody can, pick up the stuff at the store, or we do have maybe for like one day more. We have a shipping option, which will not include the alcohol, but will be a lesser ticket price. And maybe your mother, who happens to live in far-flung places, can join you if they can find the appropriate bottle. So do check that out. That's on our Facebook page under our events section, and that'll link you right to the ticket. But I hope people will sign up for that, because I've never done anything like it before, so I think it's going to be a lot of fun. As I said, I tested the format today. It all seemed to work out beautifully. So, hopefully everybody can join us for that.
That sounds very cool. Looking forward to it.
Yeah. Pardon me. I needed to wet my whistle.
So
this is the month that we start to talk about what we're going to talk about for the rest of the 6 months here on this spot, which is the world of wine, right?
Mm.
And we need to sort of figure out what the world of wine not only looks like, but is going to throw back at you. And, Hello?
Hmm. We're here.
Okay. Sorry. I had some weird echo effects.
Oh, dear.
The world of wine is going to sort of throw back at you words on bottles and then words from people like me that you may or may not understand. But the one word that you're going to hear a lot from me that we're going to start to talk about is the word appellation, right? So in my limited time left, I wanted to talk about appellation.
Appellation. By the way, Carrie says you're just hearing the echo from the bottom of that empty bottle.
It's a can.
Oh.
It's full. I just opened it.
Okay. All right.
Although I'm in the smallest room in my house. Which provides sort of a weird reverb effect, I got to be honest. But by the way, Carrie, how much time do I have left, sir?
Oh, you have about 6 minutes.
Oh, okay, plenty of time. So appellations, right? This is when I talk about the French word appelé and how the French say, if you were to say my name is Eric in French, I would say je m'appelle Eric, I call myself Eric, right? And appeler is the word to call, but it's basically to refer to a specific thing that is different than any other given thing. So I, as Eric Meehan, am different than Rich Kimball, Carrie Haskell, and so.
Thank your lucky stars for that.
you've no idea, but I digress. We're talking about regions of wine, right? Regions where no single wine that is produced, or agricultural product for that matter, cheeses from, meats from, the things that are in that specific region are unique to that specific region. And therefore, the French, and other people obviously, but the French are the first people to really codify it. Therefore, they get to use their language. Of this idea that wine from a distinct area is itself distinct. And so the term appellation is going to be used. So, for instance, when we're talking about Champagne, as I was talking about earlier, the region of Champagne is itself distinct and is itself actually divided into basically two major chunks. But there's a lot of other places that, of course, use the term Champagne up until present day. You can still buy Cook's California Champagne, but it of course, it has nothing to do with the Chardonnay, Pinot Noir, and Pinot Meunier grapes grown in these delimited areas in this part of France, which has specific qualities in the soil and the weather and this and that and the other thing. And does it matter? Of course it matters, and we're going to go into why it matters in each of these individual regions over the next couple months. But the idea is why is this a confusion? And so this is the part of the program where I always mention that when our fighting men and women came back from the major world wars that they were fighting in World War One, World War Two, especially World War Two, where they were in parts of France, parts of Germany, parts of Italy, where they were making very, very fine wines. And they were literally occupying these areas and helping set some of these areas free. And indeed, when there's one of my favorite books, I'll refer to it all the time, it's called Wine and War, which talks about the Nazi occupation of France and their pilfering of the French wines, and then later the recovery of those French wines by, amongst others, American troops who came home and said, honey, I had this wine from Burgundy after I freed a village and all of the ladies were beautiful. I mean, the wine was beautiful and stuff like this. And so it stuck in the American consciousness, these specific appellations, Burgundy, Champagne, and they brought home these ideas that these are good wines. And as we'll go into later, American winemakers at the time, because there was no protections, stole those names and pretended that they were making the same sort of wines. But as we start in on this journey of learning what each region in the world makes, it's important to realize that you may have encountered some of these names before and have been unimpressed when you sought to be impressed. And that's understandable. And hopefully, as we explore these various appellations around the world, you'll begin to understand what makes them special, what you should be looking for, and why perhaps some of the bottles you've had prior failed to live up to those expectations. So, I'm sure I'm running short on time, so I did want to add that for at least the next 2 weeks, Bangor Wine and Cheese will be continuing our 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Monday through Saturday curbside-only pickup.
Excellent.
So the packages that you will pick up, because you're going to race to buy these Mother's Day virtual tasting tickets, those packages will be available Friday and Saturday from 10 to 2. But as I said, basically, we're taking Sunday off to sort of gather our collective wits, and we're keeping the shorter hours at least for now while we continue to try and do things like teach our children, which is an entirely new challenge to many of us. And I hope you're all out there in Radioland doing half as well as we try to do, because it's our expectations are great, and we should forgive ourselves if we fall short occasionally. Advice to myself as much as everybody else out there.
Absolutely. And by the way, that Oxbow was fantastic. I got that last week. Morgan brought it right out to the car, plus a couple more bottles of last week's wine of the week that we like so much.
Yes, those are basically almost gone. So if you like those, get in on those. And then the wine of the week this week, the Absentee Red, is actually flying. It's a very, very good price, and just a little over $20 for a really, really amazing blended wine from one of California's best young winemakers. So check it out. It's all available on Facebook, YouTube, BangorWineandCheese.com. We look forward to continue to serve everyone out there, and really do appreciate everybody's continued support and understanding, because these are crazy weird times, not just for you, but for me too, I promise. I'm just as confused as to what to do, but we'll try to do the right thing as we always do.
Absolutely. Hey, thanks, Eric. As always, good luck with your situation, and we'll talk again soon.
Cheers, gentlemen. Bye-bye.
Eric Mann, Bangor Wine and Cheese Company, Message in the Bottle here on Downtown.